Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
What is probably one of the biggest stories that I've been seeing on social media here today that the libertarian types are passing around has to be what's happening with Southwest Airlines. And I actually saw this story a couple of days ago from Activist Post that the Southwest Pilots Union is suing to block the airline's vaccination mandate. And I believe that ties into why the Southwest Corporation had to cancel hundreds, I believe over 600 flights yesterday, and some were saying that it was canceling more than 1,000 flights today.
Southwest, as far as I'm aware, they're denying that it has anything to do with the vaccination mandate, but...
Correct.
How could it possibly not?
What are they trying to say that it is because of?
Weather.
Which is ridiculous.
Then why didn't every other airline have to cancel?
Exactly. So let me get into the story here by, obviously not his real name, Tyler Durden, in what appears to be one of the first cases of a union pushing back against the new COVID vaccination requirements handed down by the Biden administration. A union representing pilots at Southwest Airlines is suing to stop the vaccination requirement from being forced until a lawsuit is resolved. The Bloomberg reports that the union representing Southwest pilots has asked a court to grant a temporary stay against the federal vaccination rules until an ongoing lawsuit over what they allege are violations of U.S. labor laws is resolved. Let me jump into this story here from the Federalist. And this is, who's writing this? Joy Pullman. She says, we've all heard about Joe Biden's alleged vaccine mandate for private companies employing 100 or more people, which obviously includes every airline. It was all over the news even before he announced it on September 9th. His announcement has jeopardized the employment of millions of Americans and increased worker shortages in critical domains such as healthcare. But there's only one problem. It's all a mirage. Biden's so-called vaccine mandate doesn't exist, at least not yet. So far, all we have, and this was written on the 7th of this month, is his press conference and other such made-for-media huff-puffing. No such rule, even claiming to be legally binding, has been issued yet. That's why nearly two dozen Republican attorneys general who have publicly voiced their opposition to the clearly unconstitutional and illegal mandate haven't yet filed suit against it. The Office of the Indiana Attorney General confirmed for this reporter, there is no mandate to even take to court. And that might
Well, that's a relief at least.
Mm-hmm. And that might be part of the plan. According to several sources, so far it appears no such mandate has been sent to the White House's Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs yet for approval. The White House, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, and the Department of Labor haven't released any official guidance for the alleged mandate. There is no executive order. There's nothing but press statements. If a private company is doing something at the behest of the government,
no proof that they're doing it at the behest of the government.
That's what I'm saying. If they're doing it at the behest of the government, I don't think you could sue the private company over it.
No, it sounds like Biden needs to be sued for abusing the power of his office to create laws via speeches.
But if the private company is doing it on their own volition without being mandated by the government, which it sounds like they're doing, essentially.
But they're saying their reason is the mandate.
Which that doesn't appear to exist. So there may be some basis for a lawsuit here, Bonnie. Again, I'm not an attorney, so I can't give legal advice. But according to the story here at thefederalist.com, it says that there's nothing that gives employers any mandate. This is the spokesperson for the Indiana Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Stephanie McFarland, their spokesbureaucrat, said further, quote, the president made an announcement on this asking OSHA to do it, but we've not seen anything come from it yet, presuming it means OSHA. She says, or it says here, when the state agency gets any further information, they will review it. To impose the public perception of a mandate, the Biden administration is following an unusual rulemaking process it employed earlier this year called an Emergency Temporary Standard, or ETS. The spring ETS rule took nearly 6 months to issue. Meanwhile, companies are telling reporters their vaccine mandates will have at least, at the latest, December deadlines. OSHA has used this legal authority, this ETS rule, only 10 times in the last 50 years.
Well, and it sounds like they shouldn't have the authority to do it.
Well, according to this story, one of the reasons why they don't use them very often is because they've been overturned in courts overwhelmingly. According to a couple of authors at the Wall Street Journal, quote, courts have decided challenges to six of those standards, nixing five and upholding only one. So of the six times that the ETSs have been challenged, only one has been upheld. There are many other reasons why any federal vaccine mandate would be obviously illegal and unconstitutional. The Wall Street Journal wrote, quote, the states have plenary police power to regulate health and safety. Congress has only those limited powers enumerated in the Constitution. That wouldn't include the authority to impose a $155 fine on an individual who declines to be vaccinated, much less to prevent him from earning a livelihood, unquote. But who needs a Constitution when you have an American people conditioned for compliance with even wildly outlandish things the screen people insist they must think and do? I don't know who the screen people are.
The media.
Oh, people on television. So anyway, there's more to this story, but it gives you some idea of apparently this whole mandate is in question. So whether or not the Southwest Airlines Pilots Union will actually even be able to sue over it, because, you know, if there's no mandate coming from Biden, they can't sue him. So maybe they are suing Southwest.
They are suing Southwest. Executive orders are public records.
There should be a number.
OSHA things are also public record.
Yep.
So if there was an actual mandate or something, they would be able to point to it and say, hey, no, look,
here it is. But
yeah,
they
well,
don't.
So there is this article saying that OSHA hasn't changed any rules?
Well,
either?
That was what the other story was talking about. The Federalist was saying there's nothing on OSHA. There's no executive order, nothing. And so, anyway, that's the excuse, of course, these corporations are using. Like, oh, well, Biden said it. So, hey, we didn't want to do this to you, but Biden's making us do it, so blame Biden. Well, according to the story at activistpost.com, Bloomberg is reporting that the Southwest Pilots Union has asked a court to grant a stay against these rules until a lawsuit, which they allege are violations of U.S. labor laws, is resolved. In a court hearing, or rather filing, on Friday, the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association has also asked for an immediate hearing on the request before a federal court in Dallas, claiming the carrier has continued to take unilateral actions that violate the terms of the Railway Labor Act, which governs relations between airlines and employee unions. The unilateral action in question is the company's attempt to force workers to either get the jab or be fired or sent on unpaid leave. Quote, the new vaccine mandate unlawfully imposes new conditions of employment, and the new policy threatens termination of any pilot not fully vaccinated. So they're basically saying, hey, look, we've got a contract.
Yeah.
Okay. Our contract says this is what our conditions are. You can't just come in and say, well, new condition. Southwest has a deadline of October 4th under the federal mandate for employees to get jabbed or have an approved medical or religious exemption. Southwest is affected by the mandate because it has contracts with the federal government, like many large businesses. The union
but again, what mandate?
Exactly. The union represents 9,000 pilots at the airline, and a strike could easily disrupt American air travel. Now, this was written one day before the strike actually started.
So they are striking?
Well, again, Southwest isn't admitting that, but there's posts on the internet that are suggesting that it's not officially a strike, but what's happening, supposedly, are the employees are doing what's called a sick out.
Okay.
So they've got...
So they're striking without calling it a strike.
Correct. What they're doing, essentially, is they've got this deadline, right, of October 4th or whatever. Or
did that already pass? Because you said October 4th. Or is it November 4th and you accidentally said October?
No, it does say October 4th here under the federal mandate. I mean, they could have
got... That was a week ago.
Yeah, they could have gotten that fact wrong. But apparently what they're doing here is the pilots are using their sick days. So, you know, when you work for a big corporation, you get certain number of sick days usually that
sure.
you can kind of bank to some extent, and eventually those things will expire if you don't use them. And so basically the pilots came together and said, all right, let's all use our sick days.
Are you going to hit people with a surcharge if they eat fast food? Because that's
obese.
Tremendously more unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. How many of these people are just vastly obese, you know, these employees that they have? You want to talk about, and that's a great point, because there's been some of these people who previously had been in favor of universal health care are now saying that they want surcharges.
Because health care is a right.
Yeah, but those very same people are now saying online that they want surcharges added to people who don't get the vaccine because it's going to, in their beliefs, increase the cost of health care.
So they want a private market system where an insurance company can evaluate your lifestyle and adjust your rates accordingly. Like, oh, you smoke, you need to pay more. Oh, you drink every day. Oh, you do cocaine.
It would be
nice. That would be messed up, Aria.
It would be nice if they'd actually come to that conclusion.
But that seems to be what they're saying.
They're sort of on the edge of that. That does seem to be what they're saying, but you know they haven't come to that conclusion. They only want to punish this one specific group of people.
No, people of size are never going to admit that they're more, you know, costing the healthcare industry more money than anybody unvaccinated.
Well, but the reality is, if you actually did get a universal health care, then you'd hear a lot more about these restrictions. Then there would be a whole bunch of other decisions being made about who gets health care and who doesn't, because there's not an unlimited amount of money out there, and there's not an unlimited amount of doctors.
I mean, they're already performing triage as though being unvaccinated makes you more likely to die.
You know, those who are unvaccinated, who have a belief in freedom, who want to live more free, you know, are willing to actually make a stand, come to New Hampshire and help us stop this insanity that you were talking about, Bonnie, with the New Hampshire government wanting to take over $300 million from the federal government for whatever various different COVID mandates. The more people that we have opposing this stuff, the more, you know, strong our presence is going to be, the more difficult it's going to be for these goons like Governor Chris Sununu to actually get away with the crap that they're trying to do behind closed doors and such.
And it sounds like he's not getting away with it.
Not yet.
Yeah, but you know that New York is absolutely going to get away with it. So if you have those feelings, you need to get out of there.
Yeah, and this is what needs to happen. There need to be very deliberate movements of humans to places that are more friendly to them. So conservatives, get down to Texas. Liberals, get out to California, which, by the way, is now banning all gas-powered lawn equipment and generators. There's also some other crazy story from California we can talk about where they're mandating that large retailers have a gender-neutral toy section.
Oh, good Lord.
I saw that was so weird.
So, yeah, if you're liberal, get out to California. If you're a libertarian or, you know, freedom-minded anarchist or a voluntarist, you need to get to New Hampshire. There's just no—we cannot live together.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
You are a trans person.
I am. And pansexual, so I'm not homophobic.
Define pansexual?
I don't date or have sexual relationships with people based on their gender or gender identity or sex.
So you can be attracted to anyone,
yes,
basically. As long as they meet whatever preferences you have. You have no preference between male or female.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I do have a preference for a female.
I see. Okay.
But that doesn't
go either way.
Right.
Okay.
And I prefer that over bisexual. It's basically the same thing, except pansexual obviously includes like trans people and non-binary people and stuff like that.
Now, I heard you make a point the other day, I think it was on the female or all ladies show last week, that you don't make a point about bringing attention necessarily to the fact, like, you're not here every single day that you host the show, which is like, I think, 3 days a week right now. You don't bring up trans issues every single day.
No, I talk about it as rarely as possible. I don't want to. It's not a major part of my identity. It just happens to be how I am.
Right. So all of these things that we're talking about, you know, the only reason I mentioned it is simply because it seems kind of relevant, because you might have a, you know,
oh, sure,
somewhat of an opinion about this Superman thing. But does somebody being pansexual and all that really belong in a Superman comic? Like, how much do we really need to know about Superman's sexual preferences?
You would know about his sexual preferences if he was straight and making out with the woman in the rain and stuff. Like, oh, wait, I'm thinking of Spider-Man, but still.
They probably do that in Superman, too. Is Superman being woke and, you know, rescuing school or, you know, stopping school shooters and stopping forest fires started by climate change? Is that actually going to sell them more comics? Because it would seem like taking political positions like that, instead of just, you know, fighting Lex Luthor or whatever the plot of the moment might be for Superman, fighting space aliens or whatever the hell it might be, it has to go in the in a political direction. Aren't you, by definition, going to alienate some of your longest-running fans, whatever ones that might not be woke or, you know, maybe they'd be conservative-leaning or something like that? Is it really worth it to take that risk to do that kind of grandstanding? Or,
well, if it's for the younger generation, it might be, because little kids love Paw Patrol, and Paw Patrol is all about wokeness.
I've never read comic books to any meaningful degree, so mm-hmm. I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure the vast majority of them have always been strongly political. Like, during World War II, Superman mm-hmm. was running around, like,
fighting Nazis or whatever.
Fighting Nazis and the Japanese and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and I imagine that persisted in 2001. I'm sure we had Superman comics of him going and tracking down Osama bin Laden or whatever.
Oh, my God.
So,
wouldn't surprise me.
And, I mean, X-Men was created to be an allegory for, you know, LGBTQ
people. Right.
Kryptonians, when they get to Earth, they're at least superior to Earth people, right?
Because they're more powerful, you mean?
Yeah, and okay. presumably smarter, just like human beings mm-hmm. are superior to non-human beings, yeah. at least in terms of, you know, survivability and stuff like that. So technically, I think a Kryptonian dating a human would be a furry.
Like being a furry.
Yeah.
Because you're dating down, right?
Right.
What would be the difference, I guess? He's dating a creature that lives on this planet.
Yes, yeah.
He's so omnipotent that mm-hmm. she might as well be a cow grazing in the field.
So weird.
So, or he, in this particular case, because now
or he.
Superman, the new Superman, according to DNYUZ.com, and I'm sure this is being reported everywhere, is now coming out. Now, apparently it's the son of Superman, so he's like inherited the title. Because I guess Superman gets
older.
See,
how does that work? And why is a Kryptonian and a human able to have a child in the first place?
I don't know if you get into that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So he's a demigod or whatever.
I mean, he's definitely not a human being.
Is being a demigod like being a demigirl? So it's kind of like sort of being a god?
I just meant, you know.
Demigod is like a half god.
Okay.
It's like one of their parents was a god, the other was immortal.
Yeah. Like Hercules.
So the comment from Tom Taylor, who's one of the writers of the series, makes it pretty clear where they're coming from here. They got Superman going around saving high schools from shootings and combating wildfires allegedly caused by climate change.
I think the most annoying thing about this to me personally is, well, most of my like gay friends are either from Texas or they're like libertarians. So I've heard the thought a lot among them that they're tired of like people just acting like they have to be Democrats, basically. Like, why does he have to be a Democrat?
Why does he have to be a woke gay?
Yeah, why does he have to be a woke gay? I think that's so annoying.
Well, because the author is woke. And
yeah,
quite clearly. Possibly a woke gay.
Could very well be.
But I forgot the point I was going to make.
Well, they're going to be sharing a kiss coming soon in a story that will be published next month. And that's, in this week, readers will discover that one of their characters has special abilities. Whatever that means. So
there are certainly plot lines that could cause me to be interested in a Superman comic book. I can't mm-hmm. think of any off the top of my head. But I'm sure, you know, there's something that could interest me. But once I heard that he was going around fighting fires caused by climate change, my interest level in ever reading one of these dropped to zero.
There was one storyline I remember years ago. Mark Edge, who's one of our, previous regular hosts, hasn't been on in a while. And I'm not technically allowed to talk to him under the insane bail conditions I'm under. But he's one of these huge Marvel.
He's into it, man.
He's like into the Marvel, I think, specifically comics and movies and all that. And I remember
he likes Captain America.
A story we've been following here pretty closely over the last few months, especially, has been what's been going on in Australia. A couple of their states, specifically New South Wales and I believe Victoria is the other one, where they've had the most.
That's where Melbourne is, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's where they've had the most restrictions. I mean, compared to a lot of the world, honestly, like very severe lockdowns have been going on.
I mean, China and North Korea may be a little bit worse.
North Korea,
but
probably,
not
yeah.
by a wide margin.
Did North Korea do like COVID measures?
We don't really know what they did.
Yeah, North Korea is like a prison kingdom, and they don't really tell you the truth about anything because it's all state-run media that comes out of there. So who knows what they've been doing in North Korea.
I just didn't really
Korea.
Think about it.
But in Sydney, There have been some pretty serious lockdowns. Now, it is important to remember, they just got out of winter. It's now entering springtime there as we're entering fall down in that area. So it's likely we're going to see some similar restrictions in this particular part of the world as things start to get colder and the flu season kicks in and they start to pretend like the flu is COVID again. And
I don't expect it in the United States, to be honest.
You don't think so?
No, because I went to Louder Than Life and there was something like 40,000 people there. And if all the propaganda is true, right, we're not out of the pandemic.
Nope.
Americans just stopped giving a crap about it.
Here is the clip from LC Nicole on Twitter.
There's plenty of restrictions easing for the fully vaccinated. Masks are no longer required outdoors. 10 adults can now gather at a home, while 30 can gather.
Wow. So if you've got a vaccine, because remember, if you're unvaccinated in New South Wales, you are still on lockdown.
Did he say 10 adults can now gather at a home?
That's what he said.
God, it was
he also
10.
Said you don't have to wear a mask outdoors.
Yeah, this is what's being called Freedom Day. Literally, it's the headline on this like graphic that they have with all the points on it. New South Wales Freedom Day.
You have the freedom to gather with only 9 other people.
Correct. Indoors. Outdoors, they'll let you do 30.
But outdoors. Visiting aged care homes is now permitted. Retail and hospitality return with a 1 person per square 4 meter rule.
All right. Now let's square do the math. Was it 3 feet per meter?
Yeah, 3 feet per meter.
Yeah.
4 square meters times
that's
3.
12 feet.
That's 12 square feet.
So another 6
good
feet.
Good Lord, that's extreme.
So every retail establishment has a certain number of square footage, and so they will have a specific limit. Remember when the Walmart had the guy out front with a clipboard, and he was,
I saw them counting. Did they ever actually, enforce that?
I don't think that our Walmart ever got to the point where we were past whatever their limit was.
When you hear lockdown, if you're an American or a European or something like that, you're probably thinking just, the bars were closed or the restaurants were closed or something like that, which is what we saw here. New South Wales was actually in a prison lockdown.
Yeah.
23 hours a day, required to be in their homes, getting text messages from the government requiring to send them a picture of them in their home within 15 minutes. Otherwise, police would have showed up and given an hour of yard time per day.
Yeah, people were literally being arrested for walking their dog. You're not allowed to go outside beyond your own home or whatever. You're not allowed to go through the park. You're not allowed to be without a mask. People have been arrested for leaving the house without permission.
Not allowed to be a certain amount of miles away from your home.
Yeah, I think it was 5 meters or 5 kilometers or something like that. Not meters, but five kilometers outside of your home. You couldn't even be doing that for shopping purposes or anything at all. They arrested guys for trying to smuggle KFC from
Good
a nearby
Lord.
City. Into, I think it was actually, that wasn't New South Wales. I think that was Victoria, but still.
How were you supposed to get food?
I think you were allowed to go to the grocery store, and I think that was about it.
Even if you're unvaccinated?
I don't know. That's a good question. I presume so, but I don't want to say for sure on that. Right now, they're saying unvaccinated people must stay at their homes and continue lockdown through December 1st. So this so-called Freedom Day is only for the vaccinated. And after all of those statements about these really lame-o, quote-unquote, freedoms that people are now regaining.
Dude, they were really lame.
Yeah, and remember, that's only for vaccinated people. So unvaccinated people, you're still not allowed to leave your house, according to this.
They get to redefine freedom now because the Australians completely gave up any freedom. So now, they get to redefine it. The Australians already gave it up because they were like, yeah, we're getting rid of guns and we're all behind this. Most Australians completely agreed with getting rid of guns because of one school shooting in the, I think, early aughts, if not the 90s.
So the last thing he said, though, I'm curious about, because he said, and Greater Sydney remains in a bubble.
Bubble.
Means they're locked down and that you can't leave or travel there. That's what I understood it to mean.
So here's an explainer story from Nine News in Australia headline. Can I leave my 5 kilometer bubble now that New South Wales restrictions have lifted? If you live in Sydney, your world has become a lot bigger. The same goes for regional New South Wales residents, but on a much larger scale. No more watching on in envy as friends in other parts of the city hit the beach and you walk the same old paths and parks day after day for months on end.
That's like me and your life, Ian.
The 5 kilometer rule is gone and your new pandemic playground stretches all the way from the Central Coast down to wherever the hell they
That's
talk
a
about.
Disgusting term.
I've seen a fair number of musical acts, and there's definitely 6 feet between every performer on the stage.
And for sure.
I know Lady Gaga can sing, but like if I went to go see her, I'd want her to actually be singing, you know?
Yeah, and normally, like, it is a question when you're looking at a performance, a live performance of, is this person lip syncing? I mean, that's always been a question.
Sure.
You know, Milli Vanilli, of course, were infamous in the 1990s for going around and lip syncing constantly, and they ended up getting caught for it, and it was a huge embarrassment.
I didn't think there was any of that going on at Louder Than Life until I saw the news about the Judas Priest guitarist having his, like, aorta rupture while he was playing a solo.
Oh, God.
While you were there?
Yeah, apparently. And I didn't even notice, right? So, I mean...
What?
Obviously, no one was faking anything, but his aorta ruptured in his heart, and like blood was just leaking into his chest cavity. And the dude,
and he kept playing.
He never missed a note, man. It is so hardcore. So
he's a singer?
No, he's a guitar player.
Wow.
The most metal thing I've ever
That's
heard
awesome.
Of. And you compare that to like Stained and Aaron Lewis, who was so hammered and cared so little that he could barely stand up.
Oh my God.
I wonder
and this
if-
dude played through a ruptured aorta.
I wonder if that's because he was vaccinated.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.